I'd say jazz and listening to poets at open mic readings. Those are my two favorite things.
Anthony Swan has been writing poetry since high school. He's recently published his first full book of poetry, and it's called Paint with Words. What do you like about poems as opposed to writing nonfiction or a novel?
Poems get at the essence of things. They're like crystals or kernels, and you distill as much information as you can, truth, and into a smaller form, but it's also about the beauty of language, just the artistic use of words in harmonious and musical combinations that's fascinating.
Your new book is called Paint with Words.
Mm-hmm.
How did you choose the poems that ended up in this book?
Well, I've been surrounded by art. I've had friends that are visual artists all my life, starting with my dad, who had 2 degrees in art. And 3 of my sons are artists. I have a nephew in Seattle who's a playwright. I have a granddaughter, Isadora, who played Scout in To Kill a Mockingbird at the Guthrie just last year in October. And it was recently in a small budget Hollywood movie called Love Always Santa, which was played on the Hallmark Channel just recently. And I had artist friends from the art school in Minneapolis and around the inner city in Minneapolis. And they just inspire me. I've always been fascinated with them. And most of my friends in the early days were visual artists. So I just felt it was time to write some tributes to them.
I want to talk a little bit about writing process mm-hmm. with you. Some people do the same thing each day. I'm sure inspiration comes to you at different times. How do you keep the inspiration until you have a time to write it? You know,
well,
what's your process
I carry a pocket notebook that I've been carrying since high school, and I fill them up. When something occurs to me, I jot down notes about anything and everything. Writing poetry, I just wait till I get an impulse about something. For example, I was in Chicago a few months ago to visit friends from Brazil that emigrated here that I met in Brazil, and I was making walks to the Art Institute and a place called the Jazz Record Mart, which is a famous jazz record store, now CD store in Chicago. And I noticed these little birds all around. I was amazed at how they could survive because I couldn't see anything that they could find for food. There is quite a bit of shrubbery around, and they would hop in and out of that, but they would be out in the sidewalk and even out in the street. So I just made a note of that because I think they were the most impressionable thing of the whole trip, actually. Even seeing my friends from Brazil and seeing all this great art at the Institute, those little birds made a great impression on me. So later that became a poem. I just get the germ or seed of something down, and the emotion will come back when I remember it again, and then I just work from there. It may take a month or a week or a couple of days. It just depends how long it takes to after that germination period.
The key is to have that little notebook.
Yes. Yeah.
To write down those moments.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any advice for any up-and-coming writers?
Just stick to your guns. Stay with it. The writing itself can be lonely, but in deference to that, I would link up as much as possible with other writers. Join a writer's group. Go to open readings. Go to workshops. Go listen to writers when they speak. All that works. The networking is really important. I didn't understand that when I was young. But that's it. Don't give up. Don't give up your dream. I'm having my book published now at almost 75 years. And I wish I could remember her name. There was a woman swimmer who came out and accomplished some kind of a record in old age. And she said, never put an age on your dreams. That would be my advice.
Would you read a couple poems?
I sure would.
Okay.
I'll start with a title poem, Paint with Words. Paint with words. Squeeze them out of their tubular cases to send them romping across canvas. Toss and smear them into messy melanges. Encourage their fornication and oily orgies to create babies of the new avant-garde. Spread them thickly with big flat brushes into Russian novels or tickle them with fine pointed brushes into delicate poems. Spread eagle plot on canvas. Nail it down. Make it do your bidding. Drive out exposition like Christ drove out the moneylenders, so your characters speak for themselves. Like Pissarro, put wheels on his easel, take up your notebook and go plein air. Take color from sky, flower, sun. Climb upward to the goats and windmills of Montmartre, where poets and painters speak for each other, wording with paint, painting with words. And for a second, the mighty wrens of Chicago. The mighty wrens of Chicago, amid the cavernous city's clamor, roar of huge trucks, buses, trains, lines of cars like hungry millipedes, the human multitudes expressing themselves, oration of dignitaries, exclamations of tourists, celebrity appearances, workers, shouts and cries of the captains, the muscled men who lift up skyscrapers, run stockyards and docks. The famous jazz of the city, the blues in the basements. Amid all the din and symphony, there's you, tiny wrens. Least of these, humbler than the ever-present pigeons. Specks of spirit, little brown pieces of God, hopping about sidewalks and busy streets, stirring my heart more than the great lions guarding the Art Institute, making me smile at your verve, your insistence. Citizen wrens, Chicago is yours.
Anthony's book of original poetry is called Paint with Words. I'm Katie Carter, and you are listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.